joined by K-Striker Bobby Traynor. Bob, you've just had your pre-season rundown. You looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, can't wait. Really looking forward to it, especially a few signings Alan's made. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. Can't wait for it to get going now.
But not looking forward to the pre-season regime. It sounds fairly hard.
Yeah, it's always a tough time of the season. But, I mean, it's vital, isn't it, to get a good start to the season. I mean, I don't mind it too much, to be honest. I quite like it, so it's not too bad.
Last season, you're obviously the number one striker at the club, but you had a number of different strike partners. Did that make things difficult for you, playing with different people week in, week out?
Yeah, it does. It does, to be honest. You get a relationship with a striker. You tend to sort of know where they're going to be running and what they prefer. So yeah, it does make a difference. You know, one minute you've got a bigger target man, the next you're the target man. So it completely depends. But yeah, you know, it'd be nice to obviously get settled with another striker.
What sort of strikers do you prefer playing with? Do you prefer playing with the target man, or do you prefer being that role yourself?
To be honest, I'm not too sure. I like to get in the box and try and score goals. But again, I don't mind playing with a big man who's going to win all the headers. I don't mind playing with a fast man who's going to get in behind. So, you know, I don't mind, to be honest. Don't mind.
Alan and Mark seem completely different characters when I've interviewed them over the course of the season. What are they like in the dressing room? Is it good cop, bad cop, or...?
No, they're both the same, really, to be honest. No, they're both good laugh. They're a good laugh. Obviously, when they're serious, you know, you take note. But they're very good at what they do.
Obviously, you weren't fully fit in the middle of the season. How frustrating is that? And were you conscious of your niggling injuries when you were playing through that patch?
For a little bit, you are. I had heavy strapping in my ankle for a while, which is uncomfortable. But it's the sharpness more than the niggling that you think you're not as sharp as what you should be. And that was my main concern. But hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, no injuries this year and can just crack on and have a good season.
Why do you think it was last year, not to dwell on last season, why do you think it was we just fell short at the last minute?
Inconsistency. We're going away to teams which we should be beating, and we're not. We wasn't getting the results we needed, and also against the teams in the top five, for some reason or other, we wasn't getting the results we should have. So hopefully, you know, we put that right this year.
And you think that's something we can put right with the squad of players that Douse is assembling at the moment?
Definitely. I mean, we should have done it last year with the players we had, but he's made them even stronger this year. So, you know, there should be no reason why we're not challenging for the title this year, definitely.